The Gemara Masechta Temura Daf Yud Ches Samen Aleph, in discussing psukim, how we know when temura works on an animal that's a balmum, the Gemara asks, "Well, hi Tana Dnaftale, according to the Tana that learns that both on tamimim and both on balimumim, temura works for the pasuk psachim nekeva." So the other pasuk that's learned, Tisu Basa Ma'avad Luhu, what does he learn from that pasuk? To teach us, says the Gemara, that when the time comes for Aliyah L'Regel and people have to bring their kabanas, Afilu Mimerayu, the animals are out pasture, you should take them and bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. Even if the animal is in the middle of working, the halacha is they should be taken, and you need to bring it for carbon, take it from their work to do the avodah. So that's the pshat that Rashi says. The Shita Mukubetzes, quoting the Ri, has a very different, has a very big question. He asks, if there's a chiv to bring the carbon, if it won't be brought in the proper time, there's an isser of baltacher. So how can we have a havamina that we shouldn't have to bring the carbon in the proper time? And because of that, Tosfos says that, Tosfos suggests a whole different pshat. Tosfos says, "Dvemaskel afilu," that even though the animals are very poor quality, and I would think that I should wait till they get better, and only then bring them up to fulfill the mitzvah in a much more preferable manner, teaches us, the pasuk teaches us the Gemara, that that's not what we should do. We should, if now comes the time to bring them no matter what. The Ber Hetiv in Or HaChaim, Siman Tzadik, Sif Katan V'Aleph, quotes a very, very famous machlokes. He says that Ratvaz discusses somebody who's unfortunately in prison, and he only could go to shul to daven. He can't normally go to shul to daven to feel a bit tzibur. And the government gives him a one-day furlough to go daven. And he has the right to choose betzibur. And he has the right to choose any day that he wants. Should he wait for Yom Kippur? Or should they to daven b'min Yom Kippur? Or she wait for Purim, Roivam Hadras Melech, to hear the Megillah, or should he go the first opportunity? And Ritva says he should take the first opportunity that he has. The Ber Hetiv quotes the Shas Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi that disputes that psak, and he says that the Chacham Tzvi makes the following distinction. If you could do the same mitzvah later, and by waiting to do it later, you will be able to do it in a preferable manner, wait and to do it in the preferable manner. But if they're two different, distinct mitzvahs, even if one is a bigger mitzvah than the other, don't avoid doing the smaller mitzvah in order to be able to do the bigger mitzvah. And the famous place where this is discussed is in Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim Siman Tuf Chavav Sif Beis, regarding the halach of Kiddush Levana, where it says in Shulchan Aruch that we mekadosh Levana Motzei Shabbos, because on Motzei Shabbos we're wearing nice clothing, we're still wearing our Shabbos to get clothing, and there's a mitzvah to do Kiddush Levana B'Simcha, and therefore, even though you could do Kiddush Levana earlier, wait till do it to Matzah Shabbos. However, says the Steichemet, that even though that is clearly the halacha, it should not be at the expense of waiting a week, because you're going to wait so long, we're concerned that you may not be able to fulfill the mitzvah. There is now a question, is davening betzibur considered one mitzvah, or is it considered two mitzvahs? The similar question comes up regarding someone who has difficulty fasting. And if he's going to fast on some Gedalia, he won't be able to fast on Yom Kippur. Should he fast on some Gedalia, even though some Gedalia is only the Rabbanan? Or should he wait to fast until Yom Kippur? So at first glance, that's the machlokes of the Ratvaz and the Steichemet and the Chacham Tzvi. According to Ratvaz, he should take the first opportunity. According to Chacham Tzvi, he should wait for Yom Kippur. The Steichemet is not quite sure, because he says that when the chiyuv to fast on Tzom Gedalia came, there was no chiyuv of fasting Yom Kippur at all. And could be at that point, there is no chiyuv, he should fast Tzom Gedalia. And whatever will be, will be. And he explains that even though certainly somebody should not do something before Yom Kippur, which will cause him the inability to fast on Yom Kippur, but if he's doing today what he's supposed to do today, he's supposed to fast today. Today is Tzom Gedalia, then he doesn't have to think about Yom Kippur, because the mitzvah of Yom Kippur hasn't come at all. This question, as I said, comes up in other places in Halacha as well. Kiddush Levana, as I said, the Shalos HaTshuva Shvus Yaakov discusses somebody who has Dalaminim. They're kosher Dalaminim, but they're not so mahudah. And if he'll wait, he'll get nicer Dalaminim. Should he wait to fulfill the mitzvah? Because we know, especially when it comes to Dalaminim, there's an inyan of hidden mitzvah. And he paskins that if you know that you're going to get nicer Dalaminim, wait as the day progresses to get the nicer Dalaminim. And so too is the opinion of the Shalos HaTshuvos Divrei Mekiel. On the other hand, the Chai Odom quotes the Sefer Chassidim that clearly indicates that Zrizim Magdimim takes precedence over doing mitzvah mena mufkar. And if you could, and you should take the first opportunity to do the mitzvah and not be concerned that if I wait, I'll be able to do the mitzvah more behider. The Masham, the Shalos HaTshuvos Masham, discusses this question also in a number of places. And he brings a raya from the Gemara that we quoted at the beginning of our shir, that doing the mitzvah at the proper time always takes precedence. Because as we quoted the opinion of Tosfos, that the Tosfos says that it's not like Rashi, that you take the animal from its work. Because as we quoted, the animal isn't supposed to be working anyway. It's an animal of kachim. And haven't we learned so many times that animals of kachim may not be used for avodah? And therefore, he explains what the Gemara here, and he follows the opinion of Tosfos, that what the Gemara means to say over here is that even though the animal is at this point a weak animal, and if we'll wait, the animal will become a better quality animal. And as we've learned so many times, we are supposed to use the best type of animal for a carbon. Teaches us the Gemara, says the Marsham, that no, if the time for the mitzvah comes, do the mitzvah when the time for it comes, and don't delay the doing the mitzvah.